Hi, it's Patrick here, and I'm going to do that slightly snarky and not especially original thing of putting a famous quote through Google Translate. It's been done before, usually to make the point that you just can't rely on algorithmic translation. So, has it got any better? Well, let's hear the original first, a bit of Winston Churchill's most famous speech, just the original words, not the original speaker, because I have something better than the old cigar chewer himself. I give you the big show's most Churchillian member of staff, Chris Wolfe.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Okay, so here's what I did with those few sentences. I Google translated them into Korean, and then from Korean into Spanish, and then Arabic, and then Icelandic, and then Chinese, and then finally back to English. And here's what I got.
We will continue to shut down. Fighting in France, we have to fight in the ocean. We increasingly have the confidence and growing strength in the air fight. We can have what we must defend, the island costs. Fight on the beaches. We have to fight on the basis of the landing. We fight in the fields and in the streets. Fighting in the mountains. We will not give up.
So, okay, it didn't get off to a great start. We will continue to shut down. That sounded more like Monty Python's Hungarian phrasebook. But after that, well, I was quite impressed. It maintained quite a bit of the meaning, if not the rhetorical flourish. And after all, who in the real world is going to need to do an English to Korean to Spanish to Arabic to Icelandic to Chinese translation? Still, it's a decent example of the strengths and weaknesses of computer translation, improving accuracy while missing the emotional resonance that a skilled human translator is going to give to a piece of prose like that. Well, time now to hear from the horse's mouth, from Google Translate, and also from SRI International, the people who developed Apple's Siri, on how they work and how they're improving. Here's a report from Allison Van Diggelen of San Francisco public radio station KQED.
How are you today?
¿Cómo estás hoy?
我是美国人.
I'm an American.
We're here at the Google headquarters in Silicon Valley with a team dedicated to working on translation software. Senior Communications Associate Roya Soleimani demonstrates.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
With a single click, she can access web pages in over 70 languages and get instant translations on her smartphone of text, speech, and even photos she's taken of menus and street signs.
You can have access to the world's languages right in your pocket. You know, the goal of search is to become that ultimate Star Trek computer.
She explains how instant web page translation is becoming a crucial tool for online users to reach multicultural communities and global markets. Josh Estelle leads the Google Translate team for mobile.
Google's mission was to organize the world's information, make it universally accessible and useful.
So how does Google do it?
Right, so it's not bilingual elves as much as people might think. So our system is built off example data. We use what's called statistical machine translation.
Remarkably, there's not one linguist on Google's core team. They're all engineers or statisticians using computers to analyze billions of translations every day. There are countless examples of translation bloopers by Google and other competing services. So why is it so hard? Google's Soleimani explains.
It's a very deep computer science problem. You know, there's so many idioms or nuances within language.
Not to speak of dialects, accents, and ambiguities. Spanish words like gordito, which means chubby, can have several shades of meaning, from insults to terms of endearment. Google's translation team tackles these snags like this.
We can use those mathematical algorithms to process all this data and make sure we pull out the nuggets of truth, right? The good pieces of translation.
So Google's translations are only as good as the translated data it finds online. Researchers at Silicon Valley's SRI International, which invented Apple's Siri, have a different approach. Kristen Prokoda leads SRI's translation team and shows a smartphone app they developed for the U.S. military. We'll listen here to how it can translate live between people speaking in English and Pashto, a main language in Afghanistan.
Zama mashum marizde.
My son is sick.
I can take you to a hospital.
Prakoda says they're working on getting computers to learn from mistakes and ask for clarification. So what's the holy grail of translation? For Prakoda, it's sticking to the sentiment of the Hippocratic Oath.
First, do no harm. In military situations or medical situations, or a poor translation can really do a lot of damage.
What's clear is that machines still can't fully replace human translators. In fact, human translators often clean up machine translation, says Natalie Kelly, a translation expert.
Human translation and machine translation are kind of like frenemies. They live alongside each other, but not without a lot of tension.
Sometimes machine translations are so atrocious, human translators prefer to start from scratch. And it's that need for accuracy that keeps the human translation business growing. It's about a $34 billion market. That dwarfs machine translation's $200 million. Meanwhile, the market for all translation is still growing fast. Here's Kelly.
Demand for translation is booming because content creation is exploding.
And since much of that content is created and demanded in multiple languages, human translators alone can't keep up. They need machine translations to improve, and fast. For now, the experts have this advice for using online translations. Trust, but verify. For The World, I'm Alison Van Diggelen, San Francisco.
And I'm plain old Patrick. Many thanks today to Chris Wolfe for his Winston Churchill impression. He has some other impressions too, which the pod really should make use of. See you at theworld.org/language, also at the Facebook page, The World in Words, and best of all, on Twitter, which I use quite a lot. I must say I find it really useful. My handle is Patricox. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See ya.